For the past 20 years, a vast area in South Australia's far northeast has been contested under a native title claim. Next Wednesday will mark the end of this battle. Following the announcement, the federal court will grant the Yandrawonda Yarrawakka people native title over their land. Teresa Bottrell is Yarrawonda Yarrawakka elder and applicant to the claim. She told The Wire's Stephanie Richards what the determination means for her.
It gives us a sense of ability now, like a sense of belonging, really, because all those years ago our ancestors have walked those lands and now we have that chance to get that back. The area is very important to me and my family, very significant to us all, because my great-grandmother was born at Coongi Lake, which is known as Coongi Maggie. My grandmother, Mabel Brown, was born at the old Innamincus Dockyard. I have at least five family members that were born on the waterholes there. Kalikamara Waterhole, the one where we'll be having the CD done, is very significant. One of my uncles was born there. It's going to be a great privilege and honour to be standing on those banks that day.
Teresa Bottrell has been fighting for the Yandrawonda Yarrawarrika people to have native title recognition for the past 20 years. That fight ended today with the announcement that on the 16th of December, the federal court will determine that her people are the rightful native title owners of their land. Michael Pagsanjan is a senior legal officer who represented their case.
They have special rights and interest of this land, which include things like the right to camp, the right to hunt, the right to fish, the right to collect natural resources, and also the right to teach and look after special places. So there's a legal significance to this determination, but more than that, it's also a symbolic gesture where all the parties are coming together, including the state government, oil and gas companies and pastoralists, and they're all saying, yes, we agree, the Yandrawonda Yarrawakka people are the people who speak for this country.
Michael Pagsanjan says there are a number of reasons it took so long to achieve.
Sometimes native title claims, when they're originally filed, include overlapping areas where there's various interests and different Aboriginal parties who say, we think we've got interests here, and then that needs to be resolved so that rather than having overlapping interests, it's just one claim that might move forward. Then moving on from that, the native title party almost needs to wait their turn and get their opportunity to put the evidence in. We work in a really resource-tight environment where there's not a great deal of money to utilise to prosecute native title claims. You've then got to put in the evidence to the state government and to the court to prove that you've got the connection, that you have a society, and that you've maintained your connection, and that those connections relate to law and custom that existed when settlement occurred. And that's a really hard and big hurdle to jump over, particularly when you take into account stolen generation and forcible dispossession of land. And then once you get over that hurdle, you've then got to negotiate with all the other interested parties to then say, well, we're going to acknowledge your interests, but in turn we'd like you to acknowledge our rights and interests as well.
The Yandrawonda Yarrawarrika people played an important part in the expedition of Burke and Wills.
The Yandrawonda Yarrawarrika people offered food, offered shelter, offered knowledge about where they needed to go to access resources. And for those who did accept that help, they were able to survive. And unfortunately for those who didn't, they perished.
Michael Pagsanjan, Senior Legal Officer, South Australian Native Title Services. Teresa Bottrell says the settlement of the claim is a testament to the Yandrawonda Yarrawarrika people, past and present.
It's about acknowledgement, and now that we have been, it wasn't all for nothing. And our elders that we have lost along the way now, well, I believe that can rest peacefully. My personal opinion, speaking on that, is because my great-uncle, which was Hector Harrison, I had a lot to do with him throughout the native title claim. He gave me knowledge of lots of things in history, spoke to me of stories and so forth. The last thing he said to me before he got sick was, it's up to you now, girl. You can do this. You know, you need to do it. And that was stuck in me from all that time. And we lost him in 2004, and that's why I've been here this long. So to me, it's, yeah, very, very special.
Teresa Bottrell, Yandrawonda Yarrawakka elder, ending that report by Stephanie Richards.